Maseches Megillah, that records the Machlokes HaTanaim, how early before Pesach we have to start going through Hilchos Pesach. The Chachamim are of the opinion, Shalom Adoshim, Hilchos HaPesach, Tonim HaPesach, Shloshim Yom. You have to start learning the Dinim 30 days before. Rav Shimon Amri Loimer, Shtei Shabbosos. It's enough if you learn 2 weeks before. The Gemara seems to imply that this is a real Machlokes on the level of the Raisa. It's based on Sukkim and Chumash. And we passed in like the Chachamim that the Halach is Shalom Adosh, Mukhat HaTesa. The Maseches Megillah that records the Machlokes HaTanaim, how early before Pesach we have to start going through Mukhat Pesach. The Chachamim are of the opinion Shalom Adosh, Mukhat HaTesa, Tonim HaTesa, Shloshim Yom. You have to start learning the Dinim 30 days before. Rav Shimon Amri Loimer, Shtei Shabbosos. It's enough if you learn 2 weeks before. The Gemara seems to imply that this is a real Machlokes on the level of the Raisa. It's based on Sukkim and Chumash. And we task in like the Chachamim that the Halach is Shalom Adosh, Mukhat HaTesa, Shloshim Yom Kodim HaTesa. The Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha, the Ran, and the Rif is bothered with the Kasha that the Gemara in the very last Daf of Megillah learns that from a pasuk, by Gavin Moshe, is Meyadei Hashem over Israel, the Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Shor L'Medoshim Mihuchas HaPesach, V'Pesach Hilchas HaTzeres Baseres Hilchas Chag B'Chag, that you have to learn the Dinim HaPesach on Pesach, and here it says you have to learn the Dinim HaPesach Shlosh Miyom Kodim HaPesach. So which is it? So the Ran is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the first page in Hilchas Pesach. The Ran says the obligation to learn the dinim, to have kriyas haTorah, the rav should give a shir, drasha, whatever, the dinim that suchas pesach v'pesach, chafzal says baser suchas chag b'chag. Argument that says shalom v'dorshim suchas pesach doesn't necessarily mean that you're obligated to start learning suchas pesach before. It means that if the yeshiva is learning masech shvuts, and there's a pchina coming up in mishnah berurah suchas tefillah. So Talmud has a right to ask the Rebbe, Shaiva, Kasha, whatever, an issue on Masech HaShavuos and on Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Tefillah. Guy's going to start asking on Eben Ezra, Chayish Mishpat, Yeridei, anything else, like Shal Shalai Kinyin. So the Rebbe has a right to say, I'm not mechuyav to know that. In fact, in the Pasefta it says the Talmud, if he asked in public, has to apologize and say, Shalai Kinyin Shalti. Has to apologize for asking Shalai Minid. But if the Shir is learning Shavuos and the guy starts asking something in the Hilchos Pesach in the middle of the Shir, some are not in the religion, he's in public, and they have a public forum for discussion, so Talmud starts to hakara in Hilchos Pesach, so the Shlosh and Yom Kodim HaPesach is not considered Shol Shalai Kinyin. But still, it means that you do have to start preparing Shlosh and Yom Kodim HaPesach. In the Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion back in the first page in Hilchos Pesach, the Taz quotes a discussion from the Beis Yosef regarding this din. There's a discrepancy between the Rishonis and the last Daf and Megillah, commenting on the pasuk that Davin Moshe is Me'ada Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. It says that din that he gets the Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lam Yisrael Sheirushon V'Darshin Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres V'Atzeres V'Shavuos and Hilchos Chag V'Chag. So it says regarding all the three Yomim Tevim. Here it only says Hilchos HaPesach Shlosh Yom Kodim HaPesach. It doesn't say about Shavuos, it doesn't say about Sukkos. So the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef and the other Achranim discuss it. The Marsha and different places discuss it. Is it only Pesach? Or does it even apply to the other Yamim Tevim as well? How can, so we all ask, how can it be that it's only Pesach? We know that there are halachas based on this, there are dinim based on this Tosefta. The Mishnah says in the first parak in Sukkah, there's a machlok in Tosham and Bishilol, whether the Sukkah has to be put up l'shma. The Sukkah put up means the hanochas haskach, it doesn't mean the tfanis. There's no din of asiyah on the tfanis, even tasav loy ma'as, so that doesn't apply. You don't need a din asiyah on tfanis, but on the schach you need a din asiyah. Chagasuk stas alocha means the schach needs an asiyah. So does that asiyah have to be done? Chagasuk stas alocha. Locha means l'shem choy vastem. That's a bishamay hold. Bishilo hold no. Locha misha locha. Locha tiyas agzula. The resuk agzula is no good. But there's no requirement for asiyah l'shma. So there's a machlokes atanai where they need a sukkah asiyah l'shma. So the machlokes applies in a situation. Let's say the children made a hut in the middle of the summer to play in. To have shade to play in, the roof was put on l'shem tzel, but it wasn't put on l'shem mitzvah. Would that be good or not? What happens if the balabas built the sukkah 3 weeks before Sukkot, He didn't think specifically the Shem Sukkah, but he built the Shloshim Yom within Shloshim Yom Kodem Achatzah. So then the Mishnah says if it was erected within 30 days before Sukkot, then we for sure assume that even Beis Shammai would agree that it's acceptable because it certainly was put up L'Shem Sukkah. Because Sholem Adoshim Milchas HaSukkah Shloshim Yom Kodem HaSukkah, that's how Rashi writes over there in Sukkah in the Mishnah Daf Tes. Since the Din of Sholem Adoshim applies to Sukkah just like it applies to Pesach, so certainly he must have had in mind, it's an umdin that he certainly had in mind, L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So how can the Beis Yosef have this topic whether the Din applies to Sukkahs and to Shavuos and to the Ferish and Mishnah? Beza Yisukkah Yishana, Sid Yishana means that the Sukkah was erected a long time ago. It wasn't put up the Shem Sukkah. Kol Shasor, Kodem Lachak, Shloshim Yom. Avol Masor, the Shem Chag, then it's good. Or if he did it, Tok Shloshim Yom, then we assume that he must certainly have put it up the Shem Chag also. So Rashi writes, Kim Nisholim, Hilchas Lachak, Kodem Lachak, Shloshim Yom. So where did Rashi get that from? From our Gemara. So our Gemara, even though the Gemara only talks about Hilchas HaPesach, Shloshim and Kodem HaPesach, you see the Ferish and the Mishnah that applies to Sukkot as well. So what's the room to be Mesupik? What, the Beis Yosef forgot a Mishnah and Sukkot? So the Pashtus is, the later Mepharshim is saying, no, the Beis Yosef probably means like this. The Din applies to Sukkot and it applies to Yerushalmi, the Gemara Megillah says it applies to Machzus HaShekel also. The obligation to give Machzus HaShekel really begins on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to purchase the new Karbanos Tzibur from the new Machzus HaShekel money. That's called Truma Chadasha. So how far in advance of Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the Bezos supposed to announce to people that they should start putting aside their money to fulfill the mitzvah of Machzus HaShekel? So the Mishnah says, Be'echad bi'odah mashmim ha'mashkolim. Why is that it's 30 days in advance? So the Gemara, both in the Gemara in Megillah, and Maseches Megillah in the Bavli, and in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and Shkolim says that that's based on this din also. Shloshim yom kodem la'pesach. So you see, it doesn't only apply to Pesach, it even applies to Sukkot, and it even applies to Machzus HaShekel. Machzus HaShekel is b'chlal not a yontif. It even applies outside of the area of Yom Tov. So apparently there are different aspects over here. One aspect of the halacha is that 30 days before a mitzvah, let's say the mitzvah of a tefillin is an ongoing mitzvah. Every day of the year you have to learn tefillin, you have to keep the mitzvah tzitzis and kashrus, so that's all the time you have to learn those dinim. If you have a mitzvah that's born as long as man, it doesn't come so often. Pesach comes once a year, Sukkot comes once a year, Machzus HaShekel is once a year. So how far in advance of the Zman Achiv do you have to start preparing yourself? The Halacha says you have to start preparing 30 days before. How does one prepare? So if you're not a wealthy person, you got to start putting away the money, saving your money in your piggy bank to make sure you're going to have enough to give your Machzus HaShekel. If you live in an area, if you don't have a ready-made sukkah that you can open up 1, 2, 3, you got to start thinking 30 days before about where you're going to get a sukkah. If you don't have a shofar, got to start thinking 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, where you're going to get a shofar, where you're going to daven, so on and so forth. You have to start making preparations. You have to start figuring out in advance 30 days before this man comes, that's how we pass it, 30 days before, how are you going to fulfill the mitzvah? Because the din requires already 30 days before you have to start making hachanas for the mitzvah, din deraisa. So that's why the Ran explains that the one who asks a question in the Beis Medrash is not considered shaloi kenyan, because that's parshas hashavua, that's in yonah v'yonah. It's 30 days before you have to start learning. The Beis Yosef is mesupik, maybe there's a special aspect to Hilchos Pesach that doesn't apply to Sukkah and doesn't apply to Machzus HaShekel, because Hilchoser merubois. Because there are so many dinim in Hilchos Pesach, there's so much in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Halacha, so maybe the din requires that you have to actually start learning all the dinim on Purim a month before, and to learn every single day in order to cover everything, in order to finish all of Hilchos Pesach. That's what he's misubim. Maybe this one aspect of preparation in advance, that you should dedicate a lot of time to going through the dinim, maybe that aspect only applies to Pesach. Wouldn't apply to Machzus HaShekel, wouldn't apply to Sukkah, the dinim are not so much. But the other aspect certainly does apply, even to Machzus HaShekel, even to Sukkah. That you have to start preparing somehow or another, you have to start worrying about how you're going to fulfill this mitzvah when it comes to Zman. So one of the halachas that's Noveya, one of the halachas that flows from this din, that Shalom Adosh, Milchus HaPesach, Karam HaPesach, Shloshim Yom, is the din of Bedikas Chomets. And Avavam and Aleph, that's how the Gemara explains. The person is leaving the dormitory within 30 days before Pesach. A person is moving out of his apartment. He's gone away for Yom Tov, to his in-laws, to his parents, whatever, to Eretz Yisrael. So, and let's say he doesn't plan to be in his apartment at all on Pesach. So But still, the Gemara says he's obligated to do a bedikas chametz if he leaves within 30 days before Pesach. So the Gemara says that's based on this halacha, that 30 days before Pesach is a zman that plays a role. That's a din deraisa. It doesn't necessarily mean that this din of bedikas chametz tach shloshim yom is a din deraisa. That's another shaila whether bedikas chametz is deraisa derabon. But the Gemara says that the shir of shloshim yom is rooted in a din deraisa. When a person is bedik chametz, the Gemara says that a bracha is recited. Habadik tach sheyivarech. The last the three lines on Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. When the person does bedikas chametz, he has to recite a bracha. My mevarech, what does he say? So the Gemara says, he says either the bracha al biyar chametz or levayer. Either one or the other. And the Gemara says, the final conclusion is the hilchasa that you say al biyar chametz. Was far bracha al biyar chametz? Al biyar chametz, the biyar chametz is the destroying of the chametz. After Yom Rishon Tashbisu. Tashbisu is when you destroy it, either like Rav Yehuda, the rain biyar chametz al b'sreifu. Or like the Chachamim who think Hashbasasa b'choldov, Amachlekes HaTanayim, and Amachlekes in the Rishonim had a Paskin, whether we pass like Rav Yehuda, pass like the Chachamim, that's why we're machmer dafke to burn the chametz. It's a question whether our being machmer to burn the chametz really, is that really Rav Yehuda Shita? Are we really accomplishing the Chumar of Rav Yehuda? Because the Gemara says, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Pesachim, that Rav Yehuda Shita, Ein Bi HaChametz Ela B'Sreifa, depends when you're burning the chametz. It depends whether it's Koidim's Mani Surai or Lacha's Mani Surai. Is it before Chatzos or after Chatzos? So in which direction does Rav Yehuda make a distinction as a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? The Gemara just says that there's a difference whether it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos. So Tosfos on that Gemara claims that how does Rav Yehuda arrive at his Chiddush? The Rebbe Yochanan Tzelah B'Sreifa. So the Gemara has a whole Yalfus on Daf Chav Zayin that he learns it out from no source. Tisreifu, when you have korbanis and you left it over after the zman korban, so it's nipsal b'lina, and then the mitzvah is that you have to destroy a dafke b'sreifu. It's not hashbasasa b'chol davar. Yehuda holds that just like noisa, there's an isa to have it over this man, and if you do leave it over this man, it's also b'achila, also b'hano, and it's torn ibid min oilam, and the proper form of ibid min oilam is sreifu. So the same is regarding chametz. It's also to maintain the chametz on Pesach. It's not exactly the same as Noisa. Noisa, you had a mitzvah to have it today, and there's an isa not to leave it over. Chametz is no mitzvah to have chametz on that Pesach, but it's a little bit similar. So he says, chametz, also you're not allowed to have it after that zman. And if you have it after that zman, it's also b'achit levan. No, so therefore, Rav Yehuda derives a mamatzino that the proper form of fulfilling a mitzvah tashbisu is dafke b'sreifa. So Tosfos says, you see from the Yalfusa of Rav Yehuda, he learns it out from Noisa, that it's called Sreifa only at the time that it's also Bahamna. So that's only after Zmani Surah, Kodim Zmani Surah. So then even Rav Yehuda would agree that Hashbasasa b'chol davar, and the Pasuk just says after Yom Rishon Tashbisu. And Yom Rishon, the Gemara says, means Erev Pesach. It does mean on the first day of Yom, it means on Erev Pesach. So Tashbisu, Rav Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanim. The word Tashbisu really should mean Hashbasasa b'chol davar. The only reason why he insists in B'chomet Zelen B'Sreifa is because he has a Mamatzinu from Noisa. So that Mamatzin only applies when the thing is really also Bahano. After Zman Yisura. So the Maisa, we don't burn a Chametz after Zman Yisura. We burn it way before the Zman Yisura. So according to Tosfos interpretation on Daf Yud Beis on the base, we're not even being Mahadeh to fulfill Rav Yehuda's opinion. It means according to Rashi. Rashi learns just the opposite from Tosfos. That when does Rav Yehuda say, Yehuda Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, Koidim Zman Yisura. But Lach Zman Yisura, you got this hot merchandise, you got this stuff, you better get rid of it fast. You're going to be Yerban Ba Yerab Ba Yimotzer. It's already after Chatzos, it's after the Zman Yisura. So you have to do Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. Even Rav Yehuda will agree that after the Zman Yisura came already, then you get rid of it, however, Hashbasasa B'chol Dover. When does Rav Yehuda say you should be particular and didactic and try to do Dafke B'Sreifa? That's Koidim Zman Yisura. So we are Mahadir, that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, we are Mahadir to satisfy those Rishonim who pass like Rav Yehuda, Ein B'Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, so we have Mahadeh to do Sreifa, but it's only a Hida within Rashi Shita. According to Tosfos, the B'Chametz B'Sreifa is Dafke L'Acha Zman Yisura, that we're not going to wait till after Zman Yisura. We burn the Chametz before the Zman Yisura. The Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos had the practice that he felt that the mitzvah, the real mitzvah of B'Chametz is only after the Zman Yisura. So he used to save a Kazayis of Chametz to left the Chatzos, in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. The Mishnah says, "Start from the Tchila Sheish." Zorfim Betchila Sheish, that you burn the Chametz Betchila Sheish. Sheish Shoas means the Shoas Shishis. From 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is already Sheish. After Sheish is when the Chametz is also Min HaTorah. From Shoas Shishis, Betchila Sheish, from 11 to 12, then the Chametz is only also Bahanroa Mei Derabbanan. So the Mishnah says Zorfim Betchila Sheish. So the Kesef Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph, in Ilchas Chametz and Matzah, is Mesupik, how to translate the words in the Mishnah. Should you translate it Kipshuto? Zorfim Betchila Sheish. You burn the Chametz at the beginning of Shoas Shishis. At 11:01, or does it mean no? It's lagdavka. It means sir from the self chomesh. You're not supposed to wait till after this money surah, not till after this money surah the raisa, and not till after this money surah the rabbanon. Sir from the self chomesh. It means tchila sheish means when it's tchila sheish, it's already nisra. So the kesef mishnah is besupik. That's the common practice. Everybody burns it besof chomesh. They don't or earlier. Nobody waits till tchila sheish, but the kesef mishnah is besupik. The root, the shorish of the sofei. He doesn't quote it, but the background of the sofer comes from this opinion that's quoted by the Mordechai in the first parak himself, that he quotes that there was one of the Balei HaTosfos who held that you only fulfill the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu, the Kiyum Mesech of Tashbisu is only fulfilled by destroying the Chametz after Chatzos, Min HaTorah. Aye, this is dangerous. No, you're going to maintain the Chametz till after Chatzos, you're not going to violate Bal Yirod, Bal Yimotzei. So that's really a big machlokas, a big discussion in Rishonim. Is there an Issa Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? The pasuk says Shivas Yomim, Sor Bal Yimotzei Bevatechem, for 7 days. It never says that there's Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that doesn't say. So that's a question. Rashi writes in one place that there's Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei after Chatzos. And the Migdalois, commentary on the side of the Rambam, points out that Rashi. He noticed that Rashi already, Migdalois was in the days of the Rishonim. The Migdalois already points out that Rashi. That Rashi sounds like he really holds that there's Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei and Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Even if there's no Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei, there's still, Pesach says, there's still going to be an Iser Esay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means you have to destroy it. You shouldn't leave it around the house. So the question is, let's say if you leave over Chometz till after Chatzos, I'm going to ask to burn it. Does that pose a problem? That's what the Baal HaTosfos did. He saved, the Mishnah says, Sor from Metchila Sheish, you got to dispose, you have to destroy all the Chomets, the Tchila Sheish, either means Sof Chomesh or Tchila Sheish, whatever, but it does mean Tchila Sheva. So why did he leave over? So he held that the Chachamim made the Takonis to ask to move up the Zmanim an hour earlier, but they never meant to be Mevatel the Mitzvah Deraisa, that the Jews should never, no Jew, Me'atabat Oyim should never fill the Mitzvah Deraisa of Tashbisu. That doesn't make any sense. So the Mordechai quotes his Baal HaTosfos. That means that 99% of the Chometz you should do serve from the Tchila Sheish, but you should save at least one Kezayis till after Chatzos. The Gemara says the Shiur for Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei is Kezayis. For eating, the Shiur is usually Kezayis. But the Gemara says over here for Bal Yirod Bal Yimotzei, also the Shiur is Kezayis. So that's why this Baal HaTosfos is to save a Kezayis till after Chatzos and burn it then. He held that it's not Mistaber, even though that doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. He held that the mitzvah is only to be fulfilled after the Zman Yisur. He understood Tchila Sheish literally, like the first day in the Kesef Mishnah, Tchila Sheish, after the Zman Yisur. But that's after the Zman Yisur, the Rabbanon. They moved up the Zmanim an hour. But how will he ever fulfill the mitzvah deraisa? So he saved the Kazayas to burn it after the Zman Yisur deraisa, after Chatzos. Isn't that dangerous? You're not over on anything. See, if you hold it after Chatzos, there's no problem about your Rabbi Mutter, there's only an interesse of Tashbisu. So the Pashto says there's certainly no problem. The fellow is Masha Chomet Amanos Levaro. So what are you going to say? He's in violation of Tashbisu? No, he's saving it B'davki in order to fulfill Tashbisu. He wants to fulfill the Kiyum essay of Tashbisu. Tashbisu has within it two aspects. It has an Iser essay and it has a Kiyum essay. You have a Psukim and Chumash. You have a Lois essay and you have essays. So in the area of essay, sometimes it's not clear what kind of an essay you're dealing with. Let's say, for example, by Tzvillin. The mitzvah to wear tefillin every day, mitzvah to recite kriyashma. If he didn't wear tefillin, you're over an iser essay. It's dumb or not. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. If a person, let's say, doesn't eat matzah and leil pesach, he's over an iser essay. Not over an iser essay. He didn't fulfill the kiyum mitzvah of eating matzah and leil pesach. Then you have another mitzvah essay. The Rambam counts as one of the mitzvah essay. Kol tzipa tahara techeilu. The mitzvah to eat kosher chicken. Taka mitzvah to eat kosher chicken every day. What if the guy only likes steaks, lamb chops? Only likes lamb chops, doesn't like chicken, he's not yet to the mitzvah. But he's a vegetarian. Taka mitzvah to eat chicken once a day every day. Like duchening, like davening, once a day every day. To eat chicken once a day every day, it's coming on. So the pashtus is that it's an iser essay. called Tzivat Torah Tachel means you're not allowed to eat eagles, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher birds. It only means an Isser Esrei. What's with the Pasuk of Tashbisu? Is Tashbisu a Kiyum Esrei? Is Tashbisu an Isser Esrei? So the Pashto says that it's both. Tashbisu is both an Isser Esrei and a Kiyum Esrei. So if he said Tashbisu, Tosfos says it's an Isser Esrei, means if the fellow maintains the Chometz in his Rishus on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and he doesn't bother to do anything about it, or if the person eats Chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's certainly a violation of the Isser Esrei of Tashbisu. And it's also a Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's a Kiyum Esrei. Tashbisu could destroy it. That's why it makes sense that there's a Brocha, Shekadoshana B'mitzvos V'ksivanu Al Bir Chometz. If it would have only been an Isser Esrei, if it's just an Isser Bal Yirah Bay Matzah to have Chometz in your possession, and an Isser Esrei of Tashbisu, that's all, but there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah, so whoever heard of saying a Brocha on an activity to avoid violation of an Avera? The Rosh in the first Perek in Ksuvah is right, you only say a Brocha on a Kiyum Esrei. You don't say a bracha when you are Shekidashana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al ha'arayas v'asalanu as harusa. So the Rosh says, what kind of a bracha is this? V'tzivanu al ha'arayas. But the bracha commanded us not to violate Gilei Arayas and not to be Baal ha'arusa. Not to violate the Yisrael Rabbanu of Baal ha'arusa. How do you have a bracha on a loisa essay? So this is what leads the Rosh to understand that that's not really, even though you start a Shekidashana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, clearly it's not a normal bichas ha'mitzvah. It's really more or less a bichas sherech rohidoh. It's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. You only have a Birchas HaMitzvah when there's a Kiyum Esrei. So here by Bir HaChometz there is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Shekidashana B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Bir HaChometz. So clearly the Teshbisu is a Kiyum Esrei. And in addition to that, it's also an Isser Esrei. Tosfos says, if you're Mashe HaChometz Erev Pesach Eftach HaTzoyis, or if you eat HaChometz Erev Pesach Eftach HaTzoyis, so you're over the Isser Esrei of Teshbisu. So how this Bala Tosfos was allowed to leave over a kazayis of chometz till after Chatzos in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa is not a kashin. He's not in violation of the Yisrei Esrei of Tashbisu if the purpose for which he leaves over the chometz is in order to have what to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu with. So you can't say that's an Yisrei Esrei. No, he's doing it for the Kiyum Esrei of Tashbisu. That's not a difficulty. Even if one will hold that there's an Yisrei Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, like that questionable Rashi, even if one should hold that there's Bal Yiro, also Tosfos is of the opinion, not all the Rishonim agree, but Tosfos is of the opinion that Amasha Chometz Al Menos Levaroi is not Oivan Bal Yiro by Matzah. Let's say the person knows on Pesach that he has Chometz in his Rishus. He discovers on Pesach that there's Chometz sitting in his Rishus. So Tosfos writes, as long as he has in mind that he's going to destroy it, then that's the last Tosfos on Chof Tes on the days, a long Tosfos. So they show from the Gemara that they give their Pshat. Mikan mochiach ri, the read proves from this Gemara, Shamasha Chomes Amanos Levaroi, is ain't oiva the Bal Yirah by Motzi. Not only not oiva on the Yisrael Esrei of Tashbisu, and not even oiva on the Bal Yirah by Motzi. So that's the opinion of this Bala Tosfos, quoted by the Motzi, that the Kiyum Esrei of Tashbisu can only be fulfilled after Chatzos. Any Chomes that you burn before Chatzos is not a Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's just in order to avoid having violation of the Yisrael. Yeah, but we don't do like that. We don't do like this Bala Tosfos. We don't even do like the Keset Mishnah that Tzor from the Tchila Sheish is to be taken literally. That you have to burn the Davke after the Zman Yisurah the Rabbanah. We burn it the Sof Chomesh or before. We burn it before. So we hold that even before, and we say a bracha, I'll be a Chomesh. So we assume that one is in fulfillment of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu even by burning before Chatzos. So that's what we're mahadda for that Rashi. We're machma for that Rashi. That Rashi holds that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It ain't be a chometz ala b'sreifa. That's kodem chatzos. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of sreifa kodem chatzos. So we're machma for that sheet. Why do we say the bracha al via chometz before the bedike? Why don't we say the bracha before the burning of the chometz? Why do we say the bracha before the bedike? Mistama the pashup shad, because the bedike mid the rabbanon is the haschala of the mitzvah of biur. The bedike mid the rabbanon. It's not just the Gemara says B'dikas Chometz is only with the Rabbanim. The Gemara has a lotion with the rice of B'dikul Belev Sagi. The Mishnah has like that on Memtes B'dikul Belev. B'dikul Belev Sagi. That's not a question. How do you translate B'dikul Belev? Is it to be taken literally B'dikul Belev? Mevatla Beliba V'daya Belev? Or you mean that you need Diba but you don't have to be Mashmiel Liyazna? That's how some Rishonim say. The Ritvan, the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, folks, Rishonim who discussed that. In the second parak in Bava Metzia, they discuss the chishev l'shloach yad b'tikodim. It says, I called bar pesha. So the Gemara says, chishev l'shloach yad b'tikodim is also called shlichas yad. Chishev, it becomes a shlichas yad b'machshavah. So Tashi says, no, it doesn't mean machshavah, it means dibur. So why is it called chishev? Chidush means that you don't need Mashmir Liyaznov. Maybe in Kriya Shema there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, some Tanaim hold it by Mikra Megillah, by other mitzvahs. If you're not Mashmir Liyaznov, it's not called Amira. But by Chishav Vishloch Yabedikot and Dibur would be enough. You wouldn't need Mashmir Liyaznov. So that's what some Rishonim say there in the second parak in Bav Metzia and the second parak in Kiddushin. That's what some Rishonim say over here. When it says, Mivatla Beliba Gedaya, the Mishnah Mem Tes says that Vidikul Belev Sagi, if Mivatla Chomet Beliba, that's sufficient. The Sam Rishonim say that Belev doesn't need Belev, you really need Yivach Beliba. It really means Beteh, but you don't need Mashmir Liyaznov. But other Rishonim say no, that it's literally sufficient with Mivatla Beliba. Now, Kalparim, the Gemara says that Pedikas Chometz is only Midirabbanon. The Midiraisa, the Bifal Belev, is Sagi. The Ran has a whole discussion. The Ran on the first daf, the Falakim and Aleph in the Rif, from Psochem, has a presents a Machloikis Arishonim in connection with that Gemara, that the Gemara said Pedikas is only Midirabbanon. Maybe Pedikas is only Midirabbanon if you already won Mavakla Belev. Midiraisa, the Bifal Belev, Sagi, if you already won Mavakla Belev, then after having been Mavakla, then there's no need Minatera to do Pedikas Chometz. What if the person was not yet Mavakla? Bipul. Maybe then, what do you say? Because theoretically, bipul, it's sufficient to do bipul belayv, therefore there's no need to do bidikul. It means if one has already done bipul belayv, then there's no need to do bidikul. But l'chatchile, if he didn't do the bipul belayv, the mitzvah b'shleimusa really is to do the bidikul ubir, to search out the chametz and to destroy it. That's a machlokes harishonim. But with the rabbana for sure that's the case, that the bidikul ubir, the bidikul is the haschala of the biur. Just as a mashal, Rav Soloveitchik used to give a mashal, it is a din of biur avadizorah. It's a din that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Chumash in Parshas Rei, Abeiti Abdunas Kalamukamas, Shlav Gosham, Agayim Ahemis Alehehem, and so on, you have to destroy all the avadizorahs. So the Gemara darshans Abeiti Abdun from the Kefa Loshan, that there's a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz regarding biur avadizorah. That's an interesting din. Usually, the differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are regarding agricultural mitzvahs, or regarding Chayvus Aguf, regarding Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Zionists hold that Avodah Zarah is mutum in Eretz Yisrael. It's only also in Chutz La'aretz to maintain Jewish identity. Eretz Yisrael can do whatever you want. But over here, the Gemara holds back here, Eretz Yisrael got to be more machmer in Avodah Zarah. What's more machmer in Avodah Zarah? Why? Why Chayvus Aguf? Why does it make a difference Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? It's an interesting idea. I mean, there's a din of Nikoyon, it says on the packages, it's a Shmor on Nikoyon Ha'aretz. You have to have a clean Medina, you have to have a clean country. So you have to have a clean country, Beruch Nias of Gashmias. The Halacha says that we're more makbid than Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, not on worshipping Avodah Zarah, that's exactly the same, but on cleaning up the Avodah Zarah, not allowing the Goyim to have Avodah Zarah sitting around the place. Shmor on the Kayon Haaretz. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be more medactic about cleaning up the churches in Eretz Yisrael than about Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the Kefa Loshen appears only in Eretz Yisrael. Beiti Abdun is Kol HaMakomos, the Gemara says, Beretz Yisrael, Sorach L'Sharei Shacharei. You have to search out the Avodah Zarah and destroy. In Chutz La'aretz, if I happen to have an Avodah Zarah in my hand, if I have access to an Avodah Zarah, I should destroy it. I'm not mechuyev to go look, I'm not mechuyev to go in expeditions and to search out Avodah Zarah in order to destroy them. If I know where there's an Avodah Zarah, I should go destroy it. But in Eretz Yisrael, mechuyev Sorach L'Sharei Shacharei. So you see that in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim Mitzadin Deraisa, that the Tzorach L'Sharei Shacharei, the Bidika, is the Haskalah of the Biur Avodah Zarah. The basic mitzvah is Biur Avodah Zarah. And Eretz Yisrael, what it implies, what it includes is Bidika Biur. You have to go search it out in order to destroy it. So the same over here, regarding the Bidika Schomit, that there is a possibility in Rishayim, the Machlag, the Machab, and the Ramot, had a possibility. Or the Bidika Schomit, the Mokum Shadayim Loid Bitul Chemtzah, who was not yet Mevat Lachomit. When you say Mederaisa, the Bitul Belev Sagi means that since you had already been Mevat Lachomit, so you don't have to be Boidik anymore. It means no, since there's a possibility, since you have the ability to be Mevat Lachomit, there's no need to be Boidik. You're going to be relying on the Bitul. So fine, that's a Machlokes HaRishonim, how do you translate the words? Mederaisa, the Bitul Belev Sagi. So either Minatera or Midirabbanan, there is a possibility to, and even if it's only Midirabbanan, but it's called the Tikkur Rabbanan, came there, right, the Tikkun is patterned after Bidikas Avodah Zarah. If the Tzorach L'Sharei Shachareha by Avodah Zarah, you have to search out the Avodah Zarah and destroy it. So that's why, either Minatera or Midirabbanan, the Bidikas Chometz is the Haskola of the Mitzvah Bir Chometz. So that's why we recite the Bracha, Shekudishon B'mitzvos V'tzivonu. Al Bir Chometz, because the Bidika is the Haskola. If it turns out that there's no chametz, okay. There's a discussion in Rishon, will it turn out to be a bracha levatola? We assume that there's not going to be a bracha levatola. because there was some Rishonim held that you don't say the bracha al b'chametz until you find the first morsel of chametz, because it may turn out, well, al b'chametz means the destroying of the chametz. You're going to search, you find out there's no chametz in the house, so you won't have what to destroy. So it's going to turn out to be a bracha levatola. So most of the Rishonim hold it's not a problem. The bdikah itself is the fulfillment, the menaterim and the rabbanon of the mitzvah of biur, to search out chametz and to see that you don't have any. So if it turns out you have nothing, so that the searching itself is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But because there was some Rishonim held not so, that you only recite the bracha al biur chametz when you're about, if you find, when you find the first morsel of chametz, then you say the bracha. So that's why the minhag developed that that somebody puts out petisin of chametz in advance to make sure. We don't do that. We say the bracha before we start to be vaydik. But it may turn out that it'll be a bracha of atal according to those mute rishonim. So that's why the minhag developed that we put away, somebody puts away some pieces of chametz that we know in advance that the father of the household is going to find. He's going to find chametz. If he looks hard enough, he'll find the chametz. That's a good question. The din is you're not l'chatchili, you're not supposed to be mafsig until the gemara of the bedikah. Until the gemara of the bedikah. But no one says you're not supposed to be mafsig until the time that you burn the chametz. Yeah. So the stomach, it's a mitzvah that consists of two pu'ulos. The pu'ula of the bedikah, and then the pu'ula, the second pu'ula is the biur. So the maisa mitzvah that the chachamim were misak in the bracha relates to this maisa mitzvah of bedikah. If the person talks, let's say the father of the household or whoever is doing the bdikah is going to talk in between the bracha and the haskalas ha-bdikah, then he has to repeat the bracha. If he talks in the middle of the bdikah, he doesn't have to, like that kiyah shayfer. If you talk in between the bracha and the first kiyah, then you have to repeat the bracha. If you talk in between the, in the middle of all the kiyahs, so that's a machlaikis, and the rif in the end of Rosh Hashanah, we pass that you don't have to repeat the bracha. But the Chachamim never required that the bracha should relate to all the way to everything without a hefsek. Why not? Or why weren't they misak in the second bracha? If it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled in two stages, like we do Sfira Sa'imim. So we say the bracha al Sfira Sa'imim, then we count 49 spheres. So you can't you say 49 brachas. You don't just say one bracha, and then do the, because it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled with 49 pu'ulos. So here also, it's a mitzvah that's fulfilled either in the Torah or the Rabbanim with two pu'ulos. The one pu'ula of the Dika, the second pu'ula of the Biur, of the Hashbasa. So why weren't they misak in the second bracha? And the second pula, that's a good kasha. So the Beis Yosef asked that kasha. He gives a teretz. He says that on the first stage of the bedikah clearly requires a maisa. You have to go, what is going to have? Ruach HaKodesh. Most people don't have Ruach HaKodesh. Most people that I know don't have Ruach HaKodesh. So what's he going to do? So he has to go look for the chametz. So that's a maisa hamitzvah. So the chachamim were misakin a birchas hamitzvah in conjunction with a maisa hamitzvah. The destroying, the disposing of the chametz, true, we do it on Yidei Sreifa. Or you could do Hashbusasa B'chodover, let's say, when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos. So you can't do Sreifa, so you grind it up and you flush it down the toilet. You dispose of it some other way, you destroy it some other way. We do it on Yidei Maisa, but the Beis Yosef says that since theoretically it could have been Mevayer the chametz on the level of the Raisa, Yidei Bitul Belay, so therefore, and that wouldn't consist of any maisa mitzvah, that's only machshava. So therefore the Chachamim would never misak in a bracha. Any, let's say, on the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. There are some people who have Avas Hashem. But there is a mitzvah on the book, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. So if a person has Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, does he say a bracha? Asher kedishanam mitzvah tzivanu, leho v'sabayre. He doesn't say a bracha, why not? So the Beis Yosef answers in Hilchos Pesach, because that's a mitzvah that's fulfilled, b'li maisa. Sometimes you do an act of a pu'ula which is stemming from your Avas Hashem and your Yiras Hashem, but the mitzvah can be fulfilled without any maisa. So therefore, even if you do it al yidei maisa, there's no problem. So he says a chiddush over here that the mitzvah of tashbisu can be fulfilled al yidei bitul b'lev. So therefore, the chachamim would have a misakan bracha even if you'll fulfill it al yidei maisa. Is this really true? You can fulfill the mitzvah al yidei bitul b'lev. The Gemara says mederaisa the bitul b'lev sagi. Mevatla b'liba v'daya. Mishnah Mem Teres and the Gemara has. When you do bitul b'lev, that's taka fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes like that. The Rambam writes like that. Targum Unkelus says like that. Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. So the Targum Unkelus says tevatlun. But Tosfos disagrees with that Rashi. The Tosfos is on dalet amud beis. When Tosfos writes mederaisa, dibra maschal mederaisa b'bitul b'al masagi. So they quote Pirish, Bekundris, Bebitol, Bialma, as a fulfillment of Tashbisu. So Taisa says that's neither here nor there. The Yudah Shita is that Ein Biacham Mitzvah L'Bisreifa. The Rabbanim say, Ap Mefar Bezor Oroch HaMata LaYam, Hashbisasa B'chol Dovo, you have to grind it, destroy it, crush it. But just to leave it there, and just to be Mevatel Balev, so Taisa's Tainas against Rashi. How is Bitol a fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu? It's neither a Yudah Shita nor the Rabbanim Shita, that's nothing. The Tosfos comes up with the idea of Yoimari, and the Raisa, the Bitul Bial Masagi is a haram, it's a way to avoid Bal Yerod, Bal Yimatzah, but it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Bitul Chometz simply means that you mafke the Chometz. Once you mafke the Chometz, so it's not yours. And the Halacha says, Shalchoy Ateroya, Leirod Lecho Chometz, Leirod Lecho So, Shalchoy Ateroya, Aval Ateroya, Shalachere Mishal Gevoya. If the Chometz doesn't belong to you, if you mafke it, so it doesn't belong to you anymore, so there's no violation of Bal Yerod, Bal Yimatzah. So Taisa says, in effect, that Midiraisa the Bitol B'Leib Sagi is like our institution of Mechiras Chometz. It's just it's a method of avoiding Bal Yerod Bal Yimatzah, but it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But Rashi and the Rambam and other group of Rishonim hold not like Taisa, they hold no. The Beis Yosef is going like Rashi and the Rambam in his answer. He's assuming, like Rashi, that Midiraisa Bebitol Ba'alma Sagi, Bebitol Ba'leif Sagi means that that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So since the mitzvah can be fulfilled on the level of the Raisa with Machshav, even though we don't do it like that, even though Midirabbanon they said we shouldn't rely on the Bitol Ba'leif, but still the Hachamim whenever Misakin a Dechas HaMitzvah on such a mitzvah which really doesn't require Minatara Maisa HaMitzvah. So that's why we recite the bracha al bir chometz before we start the bedika, because the bedika is the haschal of the mitzvah of tashbisu, just like by bir avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael tzarach l'sharish achayim. That could perhaps be the reason why we pass in la'alocha that if it's shloshim yom kodem achag, if the people are leaving their apartments or the dormitory rooms before Tuesday night, when is bedika chometz? Next week Tuesday night. Wednesday night is the first seder. So when you do Bedika Chometz Tuesday night, so you say Brach Al Bir Chometz. If you do Bedika before, within the 30 days before Pesach, it's a Machlekes HaRishonim. On that Davav Amin Aleph, the Meiri and other Rishonim call it a Machlekes, whether Brach is recited or not. There are more Paskins in Shulchan Aruch, Nechos Pesach, and whenever the Bedika is done, Kodem Zmanoi, no Brach is recited. So the question is, why not? So one could perhaps say that the reason why no Brach is recited, because it's not the Mitzvah B'Shleimus, because it's not really the right Zman. Maybe you only say a Brach when you fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimus. You have other parallels. Let's say you're doing a bris mila on a baby, so you say bracha alam ala sabay, ala mila. Let's say you're only doing a hatafas dam bris, the some rishonim hold that it's needed minatayra, if the baby is neilad mohol. So then some rishonim, the Mishkan of Yankim has a tshuva about this. He says that even if you hold that it's a vaday or a lekvusha, it's not a sofik or a lekvusha, but it's not the mitzvah b'shleimus, some sense. Whenever you're not fulfilling the mitzvah b'shleimus, bracha is not recited. Or perhaps one could say a little different hesber, that the only time the bedikah is considered the hascholos hamitzvah of the biur is when the bedikah is done bismanai, the hachamim bezedin in the chumash achrayam rishon tashbisu sonim batecha, that the mitzvah of tashbisu should be fulfilled on erev Pesach. And with the Rabbanan, they moved it up to the Leil Bedikas Chometz. In our Torah, that's too early. With the Rabbanan, they moved it up to Leil Bedikas Chometz. That's also considered the Aschol of the Mitzvah. The Halacha that Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shon B'Dorshim, and therefore you have to do Bedikas Chometz before, that could be like the first Rashi writes, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the first Tosfos in the Masechta. The Rashi says, that Shalai Lavar Olah B'Bal Yerod B'Yimatzeh, in order to prevent me from violating Bal Yerod. Or the way Taisus says from the Gemara, that is in order to prevent me from eating it. The Gemara says, maybe I'll see the Chometz in the middle of Pesach, the Asi Lamechlei. He quoted Gemara Daf Yudam and Beis. And they come to eat the Chometz. So if the Bedikas Chometz is only to prevent me from violation of a lava by Yerod by Motzah, to prevent violation of the lava Bachila, so then it shouldn't require a bracha. That's like the Rosh said in the beginning of Ksuvah. It's not bracha on something that's to patch up, to take care of a lois essay. It's only a bracha when you're fulfilling a kiyum essay. So when you do the bedika, the leil bedika, the zman, shetiknu chachamim, so that zman, the bedika constitutes a kiyum ha-mitzvah with the rabbanon, that's the haschal of the bir. But if it's kaidim zmanan, then you can't consider it the haschal of the bir, even the rabbanon. It's just in order to avoid violation of the yisurim of achilo, a violation of the yisurim of bayur, by matzah, so there are no brachas recited. Whatever, that's how we pass. Whatever the hezber is, that's how we pass. when you do the bedikah kodem zmanai, so no bracha is recited. What exactly is chometz? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah say that chometz a package of Fleischmann's dry yeast that they sell in the stores is not chometz. That's just a microorganism. That's not chometz. Chometz has to be chameshes minei dogon. It has to be grain, one of the five grains. And the Mishnah lists them all off. And daf lamed hem and alf, the Mishnah lists them off regarding matzah. Eilu dvarim shalom yetzim hem v'techa vasa b'pesach. Matzah has to be made from one of the five grains. Chita, mesorim, mekusim, shabar l'shon, shibon. Which the Gemara says basically can be broken down into two categories. Chita and sorim, there's wheat and there's barley. And then you have toldos of wheat and you have toldos of barley. Winter wheat. Other forms of wheat and other forms of barley. That's how the Gemara breaks it down. They're basically two. And the Chumash, it only mentions two. It says Eretz Chita, Sarev, Gefer, and Tehna, Rim, and Eretz Eishem, and Edvosh. And a lot of Yishenim and Achranim hold when it's the Shivas Aminim, Shinishtapcha, Be'am Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned. So the Shivas Aminim don't only allude to Chita Mesorim, it applies to all the Hameshis Mine Dom. They're all included in the Chita Mesorim. I'm Achloit Yisachranim about that. But that's the Pashtus, that all the Chameshis Minei Dogon are included in a phrase in the Chumash, Chita Sora, because the Chameshis Minei Dogon basically are divided, the Gemara quotes like that, from Hilchos Chala, basically divided into two categories. There's wheat, and the toldos of wheat, and then there's barley, sorry, and then the toldos of barley. So how did the Tanoim know that Matzah has to be one of the Chameshis Minei Dogon? Where did they get that from? So the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that in order to be labeled as Matzah, has to be something which is barley dechimus. If it's not bodei dechimus, it's only called matzah if you were careful that it didn't turn into chametz. But you don't have to be careful. If you mix potato starch with water, you can leave it all day like that. It won't turn into chametz, and then it's not good for matzah. Even though you bake it and it looks like a matzah and it tastes like a matzah and so on, that's not called matzah. So how did the Tanoim know what's bodei dechimus? How do they know what's good for matzah? The chameshes mini dogon has to be lechem only. It has to be bread. It has to be lechem that you say moitzi and so on. It has to be bole dechimus. How do they know what's good for matzah? Whatever can be chametz. And how do they know what's good for chametz? How do they figure that one out? How do they know that only chameshes mini dogon are bole dechimus? So the Pashuk Shat and the Yerushalmi and Chalas says that they figure that out by scientific experimentation. That's what it says. The Mishnah has a machlokes, in Mishnah and Chala has a machlokes, Zadechen Menuri in the Chachamim, which is quoted here on Bamin Hayam and Aleph. What about Oyrez Vidoichen? Is Oyrez also Min Dogon? Or not? So the Yerushalmi and Chala asks a question, what were they fighting about? How do you know whether something is Chayv and Chala? How do you know whether something is Amoitzi Lechem and Horus? How do you know whether it's good for Erbe Chatzeres, where you need Dav Kepas, because Amos and so on? How do you know? It depends whether it's bole dechimus. So make an experiment. Mix the oyrez flour with water and let it rise and look at it. And determine whether it's bole dechimus or it's bole dechimus. What's the chemical reaction that's going to occur? So the Yishalmi says that's exactly what they did. The Pashtus in Yishalmi is that that's the way they determined all the chameshes mini dogan. It doesn't seem that they had halacha moshe mesinai. Pashup shad, they would convey the chameshes mini dogan based on scientific experimentation. They mixed all the different flours, all the different grains they made into flour, and they mixed it with water, and they saw, is it bole dechimus, is it bole desirchon? So all of the kidneys, all the other things, they said, is bole desirchon. That's a different chemical reaction. And these chameshes mini dogon, bole dechimus. And on the oyrez v'doichen, they experimented, they looked at it, and it was something in between chimus and sirchon, so that was the machlokes satanai. Where do you draw the lines? Rebbe Chamanuri said, aha, that's chimus. And they said, oh, it's sirchon, it's not chimus. And his opinion was outvoted. The Gemara says later, Kuf Yudalad on the base, the way we have the Giris in the Gemara, the way we have the Giris in the Gemara, not all of Rishonim have it, we have the Giris in the Gemara, Leis Lechosh Lehoder Adichem Menuri. Amar Avash Ishma Minam Midir Avuna, Leis Lechayish Lehoder Adichem Menuri. The Gemara says that for the Shnei Tavshilin on Pesach Nai, one opinion is Rabbi Yosef says, Sorach Shnei Mini Basa, you should have two pieces of flesh. The Gemara says we don't really pasuk like that. We don't. We have a wing and a hard-boiled egg. We don't have shnei mini basa like Rabbi Yosef said. And other Amoraim said, I feel a silka varosa. You don't even have to have any flesh at all. You can have silka as beets, varosa is rice. So the Gemara says, that's what Rav Huna said. You can even have two vegetables, silka v'aroiza. And Rava was mahader silka v'aroiza. Why? Because he was a Talmud of Rav Huna. And out of chibas harav, out of kveid harav, because the Rebbe gave a mashal, longer chapta mashal, even silka v'aroiza is good, even though no flesh at all. But because the Rebbe in the shir gave that as a mashal, the Rava cherished every sneeze that the Rebbe made, so he used silka v'aroiza. Because that was hov v'nofik ben kumi de Rav Huna. That was the expression that Rav Huna gave in the shir, so he wanted to remind himself, he wanted to reminisce about the shir. So the Gemara says, Aroiza, how do you cook rice for Pesach? No chashash of chimut? Rabbi Manui holds that it's boli de chimut. If you cook it long enough, it will become chumz. And the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, shmam enough. And the fact that Rav Huna and Rav are not concerned, they're not machmeh for Rabbi Manui, you see that leis lechosh lehod Rabbi Manui. That you don't have to be concerned about Rabbi Yechaminuri, that you're allowed to eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Gemara says, you're allowed to eat rice on Pesach. That's what the Sfardim do, they're mahad adavki to eat rice on Pesach. Because that's what it says in the Gemara. Leis l'chosh, they want to demonstrate that we hold like the Chachamim, leis l'chosh to hold Rabbi Yechaminuri. How come the Ashkenazim don't have rice on Pesach? Some of the Sfardim also don't eat rice, even though they eat kidneys, they don't eat rice. So the Gaonim already point out that there is a Gemara Mem on the base where the Gemara says that the Reish Galusa must have had a lot of people that he invited to his home for the Siddurim, and he had chefs in the kitchen cooking. Now these chefs in the kitchen were not the most religious yeshiva bachur. Some yeshiva bachur would get a better job than to be the chef in the kitchen of the Reish Galusa. So the Shaila was, would we allow them, so Rav Papi allowed the cook in the Reish Galusa's kitchen to mix some chasisi, ches samach yud, to mix some chasisi into the soup in order to thicken it. And Rava got angry at Rav Papi, he said, in the Reish Galusa's home, you allow this? They're not so frum over there in the kitchen. You shouldn't allow it. It's not proper. So what exactly is chasisi? What does the word mean? The Tosfos quotes from the Aruch, the chasisi means kidneys. The kidney, Rav Papi allowed them to use kidneys. Kidneys is not bole de chimus. When you mix kidneys flour with water, it's bole de simch, and it's not bole de chimus. And nonetheless, Rav said you shouldn't allow it by the Reish Galusa because they're not nidaktik b'mitzvah. So the Gaonim said that b'zmanazeh, unfortunately, not only in the Reish Galusa's home are they not nidaktik b'mitzvah. There are many, many. the Goyne made a Gzeira, they extended this Gzeira. The Gzeira already exists in the Gemara. the Goyim made a gzera, they extended this gzera. The gzera already exists in the Gemara. They didn't invent it Yesh Mayai. The gzera already exists in the Gemara Mem on the day that Eitzel Reish Galusa, where the people are not medaktik nemitzvah, so you shouldn't allow them to cook with kitniyas. So the Goyim said that Bizman Hazeh, all the people are not so medaktik, so we shouldn't allow anybody to cook with kitniyas. So again, what's the definition of chometz? What is this chometz? If you have a problem about your rabbi matan, you have a mitzvah of tashbisu, you have to get rid of it. Chometz is something which is bolad echimus, it's from the chameshis mini doga. This is mixed with water. The Gemara says if you mix it with mei peris and mei peris arei machmitzim, that's the Gemara lamin hamer base, mixed with water. And the Gemara has later more of the definition. It has to sit without his saskus. If you keep on kneading the dough and keep on handling it, then the Gemara says it will not be bolad echimus. You have to leave it without a saskus for some significant amount of time, and then it can begin to be bolad echimus. The Gemara, the Mishnah assumes that chometz, chimus, is a process. It takes a while till it's bolad echimus. It's a process that has a haschola and has a gemar. The haschola, the beginning of the process, is called seor. Shin yud aleph vav resh. That's in the Mishnah mem ches on the days. Seor. And the Gemara of the chimus process is called Siduk, Samach Yud Dalet Vav Kuf. When you have dough that's rising and rising and rising, it's going to come to a certain point that it's going to crack on top. So the crack on top is called Siduk. And then if you leave it long, it's going to have cracks all over the place. It's going to be Sidukim all over the place. So the Gemara of the chimus process is called Siduk. And the beginning of the chimus process is called Seor. Not to be confused with the word in Chumash, Seor, which means a totally different thing. Seor in Chumash means yeast, but it means the following kind of yeast. When you mix flour with water, what causes it to rise? So there are microorganisms that come in from the air that cause it to rise. If you're not going to mix in any of this, you're not going to mix in the package of Fleischmann yeast, it's going to take forever. It's going to take all day long for that stuff to rise. This package has the microorganisms in it, so if you mix it in, that's going to cause it to rise in a few hours. If you're not going to use the yeast, it's going to take much longer to run. So, every time you want to make, let's say, chalas, every time your mother wants to make chalas, or your wife wants to make chalas, you have to go to the store to buy some Fleischmann's yeast. So in the days of the Tanakh, they had a simple solution. They would have the dough rise. And how does it rise? Because it has all these microorganisms in it. Then when you bake it, so the heat in the oven is going to kill all the microorganisms. So you don't want it to kill them. You want to save some of it for the next time. So they would save a little fistful of the raw dough, leave it on the side, and these microorganisms will multiply and multiply and multiply. So if you leave it, the next time you're going to bake chalas, it's going to be next Thursday, next Friday, whatever. So that dough that you leave out is going to be so full of microorganisms, millions, millions and trillions of them, it's going to taste awful. The Tosefta says in Beitzah, it's going to be nifsla mi'achila sodom. It's going to taste awful, that's the or. So that's what the Chumash, and it has live microorganisms. If you bake the dough, then it's dead. Then it can't cause anything to rise. When I take this live thing, I take this or in the Chumash, which is crawling with millions and billions of these microorganisms, and I put it into the flour with the water, and I mix it all in together, that's going to cause everything to rise. And then I'll save a fistful of this for next week, and every week I'll save it. So that's what the Chumash speaks of. Ki chol sor v'chol dvat. Chometz v'chol sor. It says there's a din about you by much. Chometz v'chol sor. Chometz means the cake and the cookies and the spaghetti and the bread and so on. And the sor means the fistful of raw dough that the person leaves over for the next week that's not fit for human consumption. The Ravid even claims that it's not fit for animal consumption. He claims that it's even nifsim achilos kelev. Not only nifsim achilos sor. So why does the Taka maintain the din if it's not royal achilos sor? It's even nifsim achilos kelev. It's so spoiled. How come it maintains the din of the macholos asuras? After all, chometz belongs under the category of macholos asuras. It's not like avodah zarah or like hegdish, that the iser avodah zarah, the iser hegdish, and nichal on etzim avonim. Chometz is the macholos asuras. It has to be labeled as a food item first in order that it should have a shame chometz. So if sor is even nifsim achilos kelev, according to the way they write it on the stains of Tosefta and Beitzah, how can it be labeled as a maichol? So the answer is given by the Tosefta in Beitzah, quoted by the Gemara in the first term of Beitzah. Hoel v'roi v'chamiz ba'isas acheros. True, it's inedible the way it stands now, but if I take this sor and mix it into the next batch of flour with water, it will blend in to become part, it will be masak in the maichol. It will blend in to become crucial factor in the production of the challahs next week, or making the cookies for next week. So that's why it maintains the Shem Eichel, even though it's really not real Achilas HaKelev now. So that's what the Chumash speaks of Seor. That's the din in the Chumash of Seor. This Mishnah is talking about a different thing, Seor. And in order not to confuse it, we pronounce it wrong. We call it Seor, as opposed to Seor. And the Mishnah spells it with a Yud. Shin, Yud, Asin, Yud, Alev, Av, Resh. Seor. I don't know what the correct pronunciation is. And Yeshivas, they mispronounce it. I think it's a mispronunciation. In order not to be confused with Seor. So Seor means the beginning of the Chumash process, and Sidik means the Gemar of the Chumash process. What's called the beginning and what's called the end is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Amem Chesem and Aleph. One Tana says that this is the beginning and that's the end. The other Tana says, no, that's the beginning and that's the end. And that's still Matzah. The first thing that he holds is the beginning, that's Matzah. And this is the beginning. The other Tana says, no, that's already the end. Machlokes Hatanai. Whatever the beginning is, Yavei B.C., whatever the beginning is, when the chimutz process has begun, then you're not allowed to eat it already, you're not allowed to eat that on Pesach, there's not going to be koris. The isur of eating, the isur koris of eating chametz is only if it's a full sheer chimutz, if it's complete chimutz. If it's only the beginning of the process, there's not going to be an isur koris. Will it be an isur deraisa, or will it only be an isur derabbanan? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The first Tana says in the Mishnah, b'ha'ochlo potur. If you eat the seor, you're not loike. Next Tana Nebbe says, Dibre Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda says it's only the Rabbanan. V'chachamim Amrim, Rab Meir disagrees. The Gemara says the next Tana is Rab Meir. The Gemara says the next line, the next Tana is Rab Meir. He disagrees with everything that the first Tana says. He disagrees with ha'ochlo potur also. He holds that it's an isa derais. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. When is the beginning of the chimutz process? When is the end of the chimutz process? And if one eats this seor, the stuff that's in the beginning of the chimutz process, is that an isa deraisa or is that an isa derabbanan? But even if it's an isa deraisa, the Mishnah says that there's not going to be any koris. So how long, what's the shirzma? How long do you have to have the flour sitting with water, belih hasaskus? The Gemara says if you have the saskus, afilu kalayam kula. If you have flour with water, you keep on mixing it and kneading it and twisting and turning and everything. Even all day long, it's not going to be bolei dechimus. But if you don't have any hisaskas, how long can you leave it and nothing will happen? So the Gemara says sheer milk. If you leave it for less than a sheer milk, for sure nothing will happen. If you leave it for more than a sheer milk, then we'll begin to negotiate. Then we'll begin to discuss what's going to happen. Now, it's going to take a long time, even after the sheer milk. But less than a sheer milk is leis man de palik. There's nothing to discuss. Of course, that's if the room temperature is normal. It's normal room temperature. Let's say if you have a burning hot furnace that has 950 degrees or whatever, over 1,000 degrees heat there, and the heat is being blown out over here into the room, so then it says in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's going to be memaila hotness. If there's the warmer it is, so the more memaila hotness it will be. So it may not take a sheer milk, but if it's normal room temperature for this season of the year, this season of the year. Different countries of the globe, this season of the year is different temperatures. In Eretz Yisrael, okay. In Eretz Yisrael, this season of the year, room temperature, so we assume that it will not be machmetz at all until after a sheer milk. That's a shaila. When you knead the dough with your hands, until recently, they invented machinery. But in Europe, for many years, since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, until 150 years ago, everybody made the matzahs with their hands. So the shaila is when you're working with your hands, so the hands are going to start to perspire. The body temperature is 98 degrees, no? So the body temperature is warmer than the room temperature. So if you're touching it, if you touch something, you can feel the table is cold, no? Because the table is probably room temperature, and the body temperature is much higher, 98 degrees, very hot. So if I'm touching the matzah, I'm kneading it, so I'm adding, the heat is going to be transmitted, no? So I'm adding heat to the dough, so you have to be choshes that it's going to be memahir v'achnitz. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that after kneading the dough, you have to be careful to put it into the oven immediately, miyad. Because if you're going to be shoya, if you're going to leave it around, it's going to turn into chametz. So that's a big question, what's the shiur miyad? What's the shiur miyad? So there's a whole machlokes about that. The Chazon Ish says the shiur miyad is 18 minutes. The Gemara said, less than 18 minutes, nothing is going to happen. But many before the Chazon Ish said, no, since the body temperature is warmer, 98 degrees, that's like kneading the dough in a hot room, so it's going to be memar lachnis, so you have less than 18 minutes. How did Hazanish know that it's 18 minutes, that's the same Shia mill, that nothing changed? Because the Ramah on the bottom of the tour quotes an interesting Chulas HaRashbo. Rabbi Shabel Zechon Levracha, who printed all the different volumes of the Ramban's Ksovim, also published a biography of the Ramban. So before he printed, before he completed the biography, he went to Barcelona to visit the city where the Ramban lived to see if he can find anything. Lo and behold, he found the Ramban's home. It's still there, Arayan Hazeh. There's one home where the rabbi lives. The rabbi doesn't live there now, but it's known as the rabbi's home in the Jewish quarter of the city. And then there's a bakery down the block that belongs to the Goyim. The Jews never owned their own bakery, and they used to rent out the rights from the Goyim. So the Rashbo writes in a tshuva that when he was a Talmud learning in Barcelona by the Ramban, he used to knead the matzah dough in the Ramban's home. And the sun would be shining outside. It would be nice springtime weather, Chodesh Nissan. And they would walk down the block slowly. They wouldn't run. They would walk down the block and carry the exposed matzah down the block to the bakery, where the owner of the bakery would rent out the rights to bake the matzahs. They had cleaned it out, they kashered it to Pesach, and then they would bake the matzahs. So Rabbi Shavel writes that he went to Barcelona, and that's the way it is. The bakery is down the block, and it's quite a walk. It's a few minutes down the block. And he says they didn't run. The Rashba says they didn't run. They walked down the block slowly. So you see, that's what the Chazon Ish is relying on, that Darkei Moshe, the comment that the Ramah quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that even after kneading with the hands, you still have 18 minutes. So when it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yimahir lefosam miyad, you should hurry quickly to bake the matzah after you kneaded it with your hands, he says miyad means 18 minutes.
Why would that be any different
from the time of Mar? What's the kneaded? Right, same. Nothing changed. No, the Gemara talks about just mixing flour with water and letting it sit there. Before you knead it with the hands, you just so the Gemara says if there's a leak in the ceiling and the water keeps on dripping in, tif lahadi tif, there's a drop and another drop and another drop, every couple of seconds there's another drop from the leak in the roof. The Gemara says it's probably going to be dirty water, whatever, but you're going to bake it, so it's going to kill all the germs. But the Gemara says it's going to save it from turning into chametz, because that's considered hisaskus. The water keeps on dripping, so it shakes up the whole thing a little bit, it prevents it from becoming chametz. But if there's no leak in the roof, you have a normal place, there's no leak in the roof, so the Gemara says, if you mix flour with water and you leave it there, so then the Gemara says you have an up until shear mill. But the Gemara doesn't discuss what if you already kneaded the dough and then you let it sit there. So you also have the shear mill or not. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, yeah. That's what the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashbo. But that's what they did. They always used to bake the matzahs like that. They didn't do miyad, they're running quickly. That's how they always have pictures of the Jews running with the matzahs, running into the oven to put it in the oven. So the Chazon Ish says, not mechuyav to run. The Rashba says they didn't run. So for the Ramban it was good enough for us also. So that's where the 18-minute matzah, that's where the institution of 18-minute matzahs comes from. That the Gemara says that if you leave the flour with the water for less than a mil, without any hisaskos, then for sure there's no problem. And there's a question exactly what's the shear mill? How long in time is the shear mill? So the Mishnah Brura always writes that the shear mill is 18 minutes. So those who disagree with the Mishnah Brura, that's also based on a Gemara. And the end of Psachim. In the ninth Perek in Psachim, the Gemara talks about how many millen and so on. So if you read the Gemara slowly and carefully, the Pashto says that it's 22 and a half minutes. And those who say 18 minutes, the Pashto says that they were working with a different clock. Their clock didn't have 12 hours, they didn't have 24 hours a day, every hour having 60 minutes. The Pashto says they were working with different cheshbonos. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the early Achronim, so that's what we usually assume, that the shear mill is 18 minutes. Professor Leo Levy, who used to teach over here in the yeshiva, used to teach physics, and then he's now connected with Achon Lev and Baiz Begun. He has this in his book on Jewish chronology. He says that it's a mistake, and he documents it based on those. Achronim had a different clock. But we always usually make the cheshbonos like the Mishnah Berurah that it's 18 minutes. So that's where the whole practice comes from, 18-minute matzahs, that if you stop the machines every 18 minutes and you clean everything out, so you only take the first 18 minutes worth of matzahs, so for sure it's not shak that you have any chomets. Because in less than 18 minutes, nothing is bothered echimus, unless the room is very hot, which sometimes, unfortunately, is the case. Sometimes the exhaust, like you have the exhaust of a car. So if you put your hand by the exhaust pipe of the car, it's very hot. So the same in a factory, the same, let's say, in the bakery where you're baking matzah, so there's always an exhaust pipe that lets the heat go out. So if you have the exhaust pipe, have all the heat go back into the room where you have all the matzah sitting, all the raw matzah sitting there, so then it'll be memayah lahachmis, because there's heat in the room. Then you're going to have a problem. Unfortunately, some bakeries have that. But under normal circumstances, if it's less than 18 minutes, for sure there's no problem. Yeah, being in an oven is going to for sure be memayah lahachmis. Right, you have to make sure that the oven is very, very hot to bake it before it becomes chametz. It has to be over 1,000 degrees temperature. We're just going to put it in the oven, let's say 400 degrees temperature, it'll turn it to chametz before it's going to get baked.
How do we know what the
shear
is?
I don't know what the shear is, but the guys who know how to bake know what the shear is. The people who bake matzahs can tell you what. 1,200 degrees or something. It has to be a very high temperature. The Gaon in point out, based on the Gemara's, that kemach ben ashuk, regular flour, mikir adin is really acceptable. You can really bake matzahs with kemach ben ashuk, and it's only a chumra that we don't. The Gemara has on daf mem amud aleph a machlokes regarding the institution of shmura matzah. Is it enough if you have shmura mishas lisha, in the time that you mix the flour with the water, or is it necessary to have shmura mishas kitzira? So that's a machlokes, and many hold mikir adin, it's really sufficient shmura mishas lisha. That's in fact the famous Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Beitza. The Tosfos asks, how come you're not permitted to go fishing on Yom Tov? How come you're not permitted to pluck off fruits from the tree on Yom Tov? What happened to the Heter Echol Nefesh? The Tosfos quotes the answer from the Yerushalmi, that it says in the Chumash, Acha sheyachol echol nefesh hu levad lo yosa lechem. That pasuk in Parshas Bo, that there's a Heter Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov, appears right next to the other pasuk that says, Shmarta mesam matzos, that you should make shmir on the matzah. So from what point on do you do shmir on the matzah? So Yishami says, we all know, from Lisha, Mishas Lisha V'yevach. So therefore, the Heter Echol Nefesh only begins with Lisha V'yevach. Any melacha that's kodem Lisha, so far removed from the final product that you're going to eat, there's no Heter Echol Nefesh. That's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And there's a whole machlokes harishonim in connection with that drosha in the Talmud Yerushalmi, whether it's only an asmachta mid rabbanon, or it's a drosha gemura deraisa. The Ran holds in Beitza that it's only an asmachta mid rabbanon, and the Ramban and others hold that it's a real drosha gemura deraisa. But the whole drosha is all based on the assumption that shmura matzah mitzvah only requires shmira mishas lisha. It doesn't require shmura mishas kitzira, and that's a machlokes on daf mem amud aleph. What do you need shmura mishas kitzira? Hashalim Rishonim had a paskin. Most of the Rishonim paskin that it's really sufficient shmura mishas lisha. We're machmer. If a person can be machmer, you should. That you should have shmura mishas kitzira. You should have shmura mishas kitzira. What's the issue of shmura? What's the issue of shmura? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gaonim, from the Rishonim, from the Achronim. There are really two aspects to shmura. One aspect is that you need asiyah lishma. That's why the Goenim say on Daf Mem, the Ritvo quotes in on Daf Mem, that a Nochri or a Cherishot of the Kotten were not obligated to eat matzah. Whoever is Zeinu B'Torah cannot create Lishma. So you can't allow the Nochri or the Cherishot of the Kotten to do the Lisha or the Yafir. You can't allow them to do it in the Sinas Hamayim, the mixing in of the water into the... You can allow the Goen to harvest the grain. You can allow the Goen to grind up the grain and make it into flour. That's not called the Asiyah. You can allow the going to wash the pots and pans in the bakery, but you can't allow the going to do it in the Sinas Hamayim, or to do the lisha, the kneading of the dough, or the afir, the putting it into the oven. The asiya has to be done lishma, and the only one who can create lishma is one who is yesh nebeteris. It's a mazel that women are mechuyev in for years and years and years. Women used to manufacture the matzahs in Europe. Women always made almonis. Used to make the matzahs. If the din would have been that women, matzahs really a mitzvah shazman groma. So really, theoretically, the din should have been that women should have been potter for matzah. But the Gemara has a hekish, because she eshtem b'bal techo chamit, eshtem b'kumach on matzah. So the women, that's on daf mem gimel, the Gemara says. So since the women, the hani nashi, since the women are mechuyev, the women are muza not to eat chamit b'pesach, because that's a loisese. And loisese, even if the zman gram and nashim are muza, so therefore the women are also mechuyev and achilas matzah, just the same as the men. So if the women would have been potter from the mitzvah of matzah, they would have been possible, according to the goyim on daf mem, they would have been possible for asiyas matzah lishma, just like the goyim and just like the cherishot of the kotten. A mazel that the women are mechuyev matzah, so they're able to create lishma. So So that's one aspect of Shmur Matzah, that you need Asiyah Lishma. The Asiyah Lishma, Mishnah Berurah says that's only needed Bishas Asiyah. Asiyah doesn't mean harvesting it, it doesn't mean grinding it. It means Asiyah, the Nesina Samayim and Elisha, and the Nesina Letanu, the Afiyah. That's called the Asiyah Samatzah. If you hold that you need Shmur Mishas Kitzira, what does that mean? That's not called Asiyah Samatzah, that's Asiyah Kemach. That's not Asiyah Samatzah. So the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Prichadish, no, that's a different word. You need Shima Mechimutz. Shmartam is Amatzis. The Pshuta Shal Mikra means you should guard the Matzis that it shouldn't turn into Chomet. Shima Mechimutz. So if you hold, you need Shmura Mishas Kitzira, it means Shima Mechimutz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Prichadish this distinction. What if the Goyim are going to do the harvesting and the Mashgiach is going to watch it to make sure that nothing turns into Chomet? Is that good enough? So by the Asiyah Mamish, by the Nesina Samayim, and by the Lisha, and by the Afiyah, doesn't help. If Yisrael is Omer Al-Gabov, if the pool is done by the Goyim, is there, you need Asiyah Lishma. So it doesn't help that someone else is Omer Al-Gabov. The one who does the Asiyah Mamish has to do Lishma. But by the Ksira, by the packaging, by all the other things, are not really Asiyah Samatza. That's just the Shima Mechimetz. The Shima Mechimetz is acceptable even if the Goy does the harvesting and so on, and the Mashgiach is just watching from a distance. Unless one should come up with a new Ein Fal, that's how the Minchas Chinuch suggests an Ein Fal, and the Meiri also has that on Daf Mem. They both quote a Gemara in the end of Chagigah, where the Gemara has a Vort, Benegiah Teshima for Tumah Vatara purposes. The Gemara is talking over there. The Gemara has a Lashon, Ein Oda Meshama Masha Biyad Chaveru. I can only watch something well if I'm in charge, if I'm doing it. I have my hands on it. How can I really give a shmira on something that you are dealing with? So the Minchas Chinuch has such an Ein Fal Tishtel to that Gemara in the end of Chagigah, and the Meiri already has it before him on Daf Mem. I suppose to say that the Mashgiach's watching isn't going to help if the Ktzira is done by the guy. But the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass him like that. He quotes on Tuchadish, we don't pass him like that. We pass him, there are two aspects to the Shmura Matzah. You need Asiyah Lishma only Bishas Asiyah. That's the Nesina Samayim with the Lisha with the Afiyah. And there, Yisrael Omer Al-Gabov will not help. And then you need Shima Mechimutz, the daddy. Yisrael Omer Al-Gabov will help even if it's done by the Nachar. So for Pesach, you have to have Shmura Matzah. That's the Nishmartam Nesam Matzah. So when exactly do you need the Shmura Matzah? So the Gemara says, B'tzeke Shal Nachrim, if you have those that were needed by Goyim, you're permitted to eat it on Pesach. The Gemara says, "Oda m'malek reis mehem, u'bavatshu yechol kezayis matzah l'achreina." For the kezayis matzah, for the mitzvahs matzah, you need shmura matzah. But you don't really need. That's on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara has that. B'tzeikah shal nachrim, oda m'malek reis mehem, u'bavatshu yechol kezayis matzah l'achreina. It means even though it's needed by Goy, there was no asiyah l'shmo, so it's no good for shmura matzah. But nonetheless, you're permitted to eat it. That's seven lines from the bottom. You're permitted to eat it on Pesach. So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that Shmura Matzah is only needed for the mitzvah, for the Kezayis mitzvah. It's not a din that all the Pesach you're not allowed to eat Pshutas. You have to eat Shmura. The Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara. The Rambam writes as if you need Shmura Matzah all the 7 days of Pesach. So what does it do with the Gemara? It doesn't quote the Gemara. But still the Rambam does quote something like that. The Rambam says, what is it if you only have a kazayis of matzah shmura? He does write something like that. So the Magid Mishnah says on the Rambam, lechatchila, there's a mitzvah, shmata mitzvah matzah, that you shouldn't eat any matzah on Pesach that's not shmura. But if you have no choice, you're going to go hungry the whole Pesach, so then the Rambam also agrees that the Leis Pesach, so you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not an iser to eat the non-meshumadikah matzah. The Rambam holds that it's a heathen mitzvah to eat shmura matzah all the Pesach. Some achrayim were so opposed to this Rambam, they held that even if someone is, the Chayodim quotes those who talk about this, that even if a person has a minig that he's medaktik to eat shmura all the Pesach, it's a minig toys, and you don't even need a hataras nadorah. If a person has a minig toys and he wants to break the minig, he wants to stop observing the minig, so you need a hataras nadorah. So some achrayim said that this is utterly ridiculous. The midaktik on Shmura all Pesach, it's against the Gemara, so it's a minig b'toyes. So you don't even need Hator. And others said, no, how can you call the Rambam a minig b'toyes? The Rambam understood the Gemara, that there is a real hidden mitzvah b'shleimusas to have Shmura all the Pesach. So that's why there are people who are midaktik on that. The Pashto says that it means to have Shmura all the Pesach, Shima Mechimutz. It does mean that you need Asiyah l'shmo. Pashto says you don't need Asiya Lishma. Let's say there are those who are machmir and who hold the big literature in Achrenim, if you have machine shmura, some hold that that's not called Asiya Lishma. In order to be called Asiya Lishma, a human being has to be doing the whole Asiya. He just pushes the button, everything happens automatically. He said that was a big machlokes. So the Chazon Ish and many others before him hold that that is called Asiya Lishma. Shaila for machine tzitzis. If you have handmade tzitzis, Asiya's Gavra, Asiya's Yad, two chumas and tzitzis. The tzitzis has to have Kriya Lishma. You have to make the strings Asiya Lishma. So there are two issues of chumas. One chumas that it should be Asiya's Yad, it should be made by hand as opposed to machine made. So that costs extra money. And then there are different kinds of tzitzis that are made by hand. Some are made by men, some are made by women. Those that are made by women are less expensive. Those that are made by men, male laborers, are more expensive than women. In America, the stomach is discrimination. They put you in jail if you pay the women less than you pay the men. No, the women would quit and they'd sue you. But in other countries, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't sue you yet. So they have different kinds of tzitzis. So those that are made asiyas yad cost more than machine, mechuna. And if it's asiyas gavra means as opposed to asiyas itzo, it'll say on the thing, then it's going to cost more, gor more money. So that's, those are chumras. So there are those who are medaktate, they hold that machine-made matzahs or machine-made tzitzis is not called asiyah lishma. So they insist on having hand shmura. Hand shmura means for the seder, for the matzah's mitzvah, you need hand shmura because you need asiyah lishma. But those who are machmir for the Rambam, that you need shmura all the Pesach, there's not the asiyah lishma. There are two aspects to the shmura. The shima mechimutz, and there's the asiyah lishma. The asiyah lishma you don't need for the rest of Pesach. What do you mean lishma? There is no mitzvah machilas matzah all of Pesach. The Gemara says that all of Pesach, it's only rishus. The first night of Pesach it's a chayv, and the rest of Pesach is a rishus, means that it's optional. The Pashto says it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon came up with such an einfall, the Vilna Gaon, with the Bnei Ezra Chumash of Sachidish, that it's a mitzvah, so rishus. The Pashto Pshatim Mar rishus means that it's totally optional. It's not that it's a mitzvah, so rishus, that if you do behit not but, if you volunteer to eat matzah, the rest of Pesach, even though you're not obligated to, but if you eat it, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah. The Pashto says not so. Does the Chemed write that there were communities in Europe that they would say the bracha, Shekadoshana, the Mitzos, and Smar, Allah, Chilas, Matzah, all the 7 days of Pesach? Whenever they would have breakfast, lunch, and supper, whenever they would eat matzah, they would say the bracha, Allah, Chilas, Matzah. So he says it's wrong, it's a bracha, Lamakol. Pasuk, you only say the bracha the first night. Where did they get such an einfall to say a bracha? So it's based on the Vilna Gaon with the Ibn Ezra, that it's a mitzvah kiyumus. So the Balamor says, be fair, you only say the bracha the first night. And he discusses, why don't you say a bracha the rest of Pesach on the matzah? Not. The Pashup Shat is that Kol Shiva, the rest of Pesach is only Rishus. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah, so Rishus. It means that it's optional. The optional Pashup Shat, even according to the Rambam, that you need Shmura, all of the 7 days of Pesach, the Pashtus is that you need the Shima Mechimutz, but you don't need the Asiya Lishma. So the machine Shmura Lachar would be good for all of Pesach. The Shat is there are two kinds of machine Shmura. There are 18-minute machine Shmura, and then there's a manashev, it's a rather machine shmur, where they just let the machines go for 12 hours in a row. So when you have the machine that keeps on going, you're not makfit to stop everything every 18 minutes and clean everything out. So you really have particles of dough that collect and that sit there for a while and then they fall back in. After a couple minutes, all the dough collects, then it automatically it falls back into the matzah as it's rolling down on the conveyor belt, and then it gets pounded down, and it's not lumpy, it's going to be all very smooth. So the pashtus is that you may possibly have some dough that did turn into chametz, but it's already in this bottle. It's already in this bottle. Like chametz is the mashu, so in Shulchan Aruch it says chametz is the mashu only b'Pesach. Koyde my Pesach, chametz is not the mashu. But I'm eating it on Pesach. I'm not eating it. If you eat it, Kodem HaPesach, I can eat all the chametz I want now. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but chametz is bottle. So if you want to eat it on Erev Pesach, maybe you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so it's out of the question. But if you want to eat it on Pesach, so chametz is the mashu, so that's the machleg, is the mechaber and the Rambam. The mechaber quotes the Rambam's opinion that afilu chametz in his bottle, Kodem HaPesach, when it comes Pesach, it's what we call chayz of an ear. It jumps up again, it wakes up again, chayz of an ear. The word near, the either means to wake up, or near means to regain its strength. It regains its power and its strength, and it's no longer bottle. It's going to be b'mashuhu again. And the Chabah holds that chametz shen is bottle, kodem HaPesach, chozim near when it comes Pesach. And the Ramah says that there are those who disagree, and he makes the compromise, the Ramah makes the compromise, a chilek between lach b'lach as opposed to yovish b'yovish. that if it's a bittul, if it's a tarugus of lach balach, where everything is a tarugus of a blila, everything blends in together, if it's a nizbatl karim ha-pesach, then it's not going to be chayz v'nir. But if it's a tarugus of yavish b'yavish, then it will be chayz v'nir. Tarugus yavish b'yavish means like this. I had a chametz dikamatzah, got mixed up with two pesach dikamatzahs. And I look at them and I can't tell the difference between one and the other. They all look the same. So if that tarugus would occur on Pesach, it would be b'mashu. And even if that tarugus occurred kodem ha-Pesach, and it was in his bottle already, God betray his bottle, but when it comes Pesach, he's going to say chayz v'nir. Because each matzah is individual. It's not a tarugus of a blila. It's a tarugus of a suffix. I can't identify which is the chametz dik and which is the Pesach dik and matzahs. So the Ramah is only makel against the mechaba, halacha l'maisa, that you don't say chayz v'nir if the tarugus is going to be alach b'alach tarugus. If it's yavish b'yavish, then even the Ramah would say that it's chayz v'nir. So Rabbi Avadya Yosef writes in one of his truvas that even though the Sfardim never follow the Ramah, they always follow the mechaba. The mechaba passes like the Ramban, that you always say chayz v'nir by chametz b'pesach, that it's always b'mashu, even in the tarugus of alach b'alach. But he says here, the minhag ha'olam is lahakel, that we treat the dough, it says in the Magen Avraham, that kemach bekemach is treated as lach balach, and dough, isa is also considered lach balach. It's not a tarulis of sofik. How to identify which is the chametz, which is the matzah. Everything got all mushed in together, got all blended in together. So this is lach balach. So the Sfardim follow the Ramah over here also. That's what Rabbi Avadya Yosef says. Sfardim follow the Ramah, and everybody's noyed lahakel on eating machine matzah, even though machine matzah, unless you stop it every 18 minutes, you're always going to have particles that collect, and they're always going to fall back in, they're always going to get blended back in together with the rest of the dough. He says the minhag is lahakel to follow the Ramah, that you say that it's not chayz v'nir. So this is the question. This is fine and dandy if you just want to eat matzah on Pesach. But if you want to eat shmura matzah b'leil haseder for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah, so is that called shmura? That's called Shima Mechimah. Let's say you have a mashgiach watching in a factory, they're making pickles, they're making meat, salami, they're making salami, kosher salami. So the mashgiach watches the way they pour in a little chazer schmaltz, and then mevatel b'shishim. So that's called a hashgacha. And he puts on the oyo. This is kosher. I know that it has the shishim. So what's over here? This is shmura matzah. I know that chametz fell in, like Chacham Avadya writes, I know that chametz always falls in, but I know that it's always bottled b'shishim, and I know that it's not chayz v'nir. So you know, so that's called hashgacha. So what kind of hashgacha is that? So you can say the minhag ha'olam is lahakel, that we rely, it's too much of a tich, if you tell them to stop the machines every 18 minutes, then they would have to charge, as it is, they were sued by the government. No, Manashevitz was sued, I think, 2-3 years ago for fixing the prices. They have 98% of all the matzahs in America, which is like 50% of the matzahs in the whole wide world. And they were guilty of fixing the prices there. Imagine if they would, and they start baking the Pesach, they get matzahs months in advance of Pesach. So imagine if you would require of Manashevitz that they should stop the machines every 18 minutes, and they would fix the prices 18 times as much. So it would be prohibitive. It would be gory impossible to buy matzahs for Pesach. So maybe I can understand that it's a shas hadchak and they're not in violation of eim avat anisul lechatchila. What can they do? It happens by itself. It's not chayz v'nir. It's lach balach. I understand everything. But you're going to tell me that that's called shmura matzah. That's called shmura. The ABC of shmura matzah is shima mechimutz. The fancy, shmancy, delancy is that you should have shima asiyah l'shmo. That's the fancy, the second aspect of shmura matzah. But the ABC of shmura matzah means the pshut shalmik, shmata mesam matzah. Heat up the matzah. It shouldn't turn into chametz. So that's called watching. That's called watching. I watched, and I see that the chametz is falling in and it's batul b'shishim. So what kind of a watching is that? The pashtus says that's, I don't know, that's for sure not the... That's what I never understood. How can you have such an institution in America? They've had it for years already. For 100 years already they have it. That they have shmura matzah, which is not 18-minute matzah. Shmura matzah that has chametz that keeps on falling in, and it becomes this batul b'shishim, and it's not chayz v'nir, and that's called shmura matzah. Lo maybe. Anyway, Minig America. They call that Shmura Matzah. What's the story? When do you have to eat the matzah? Leil HaSeder. You have to eat the matzah on Pesach night. Yeah. How late do you have to eat the matzah? So the Gemara has like this on the last daf on Kuf Chof Amadeis. The last daf in the Mesicht is Kuf Chof Aleph. So next to the last daf is Kuf Chof Amadeis. The Gemara says, well, it says in Ezel Mekoyman, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Is that din, the Araisa, or is that the Rabbanon? So that's a machlokes Rav Akiva and Rav Loza ben Azariah. Rav Loza ben Azariah holds that chatzos is a din derais, and he learns it out from a pasuk. The Avarta Beretz in Samba Laila said the case of Kobachar Beretz Mitzrayim, that happened at the split second, that happened at chatzos. And it says the Avarta Beretz in Samba Laila Hazeh. And here it's a pasuk. The same phrase appears Balayla in connection with eating the Korban Pesach. The Blozim and Azariah has a Xerashov, but Malahal on Adchatzais, Adkan, Adchatzais. Just like Makas Bechoris was Adchatzais, so too over here, the Korban Pesach has to be, you have to complete the eating of the Korban Pesach by Chatzais. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, he says, Eidan Amdom Xerashov in the Asma, he doesn't have a tradition of such a Xerashov, it's not true. And Minatari, you can eat the Korban Pesach all night long, and the Halacha that says in the Mishnah is El Mekoyman. HaPesach Em Nechel Ava Chatzos is only a din de Rabban. Fine, so it's a machlokes Atanoim whether the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a din de Araisa or a din de Rabban. How do we pass an halacha on the Ma'isa? It's 2 days in Pesach. A kuf kof on the days, a long Pesach. Omar Rove, Pesach has 2 days. One day in Pesach is that we pass an halacha kistam mishneh. And that Stam Mishnah in the Siddur, in Ezel Mekoyman, is like Rav Loza ben Azariah. Because it says, the Gemara in Zvachim is Medayik in Perek Ezel Mekoyman. HaPesach Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. It's a double negative. Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. It doesn't say, Ochel Mes HaPesach Kodem Chatzos. It doesn't say, Eino Ochel Mes HaPesach Acha Chatzos. It says, Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. It may only be eaten before Chatzos. So the Gemara in Zvachim is Medayik, the double negative, that sounds like it's a very strict stern halacha. That sounds like it's a dead giveaway that it's a din deraisa, and the Stam Mishnah is like Rav Loza ben Azariah. So that led a group of the Balei HaTosfos to believe that the halacha should be like Rav Loza ben Azariah. Usually you have a klal whenever there's machlokes Rav Akiva and somebody else, so we pass like Rav Akiva. Is this an exception? So Rav Akiva holds chatzos is only the rabbana by Korban Pesach. Should we say that this is an exception to the rule? So that's the machlokes Harishon. Some Shem say, yeah, because you have a Stam Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyma that the Gemara in Zvachim says follows Rav Loza ben Azariah. What's the difference halacha l'maisa whether Chatzos is derais or Chatzos is derabbanan? Ben Kol Kol, you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So the Gemara here on Kuf Chof on the day says the difference halacha l'maisa is what about eating matzah? Bizman hazeh le'acha Chatzos. If the din of Chatzos is only midirabbanon regarding Korban Pesach, so it's a gzeir Hashem ayovel liyoch la'acha Chatzos. Maybe if they would have had watches bizman atanoim, bizman amigdash, maybe they wouldn't have made the gzeir derabbanon. But it doesn't help. L'maisa, they didn't have any watches, so they made a gzeir derabbanon bizman amigdash that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos because you may forget and eat it after Alos Hashach. After Alos Hashach, it's still very dark outside. So if you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach at 2 o'clock in the morning, at what time is sunrise now? A little after 6. So Alois HaShach is at this around 4:30. So 4 o'clock you can eat the Korban Pesach. Look outside, it's pitch black. You look outside, 4:30 is also pitch black. Slight difference. It's kimat indiscernible between before Alois HaShach and after Alois HaShach. We have watches so we can calculate what time is Alois HaShach. We look on a watch so we know. You look outside, it's very hard to tell. If the fellow's going to eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShach, he'll be over Nisa Koris. And Nisa Deraisa Koris. If he'll eat it after Chatzos Balai, it'll be Mutam and Atoris, a mitzvah. So the Chachamim were afraid if you'll allow the people to follow the Din Deraisa that you're allowed to eat it after Chatzos, they may forget and eat it after Alos HaShach. So that's why they introduced the Gzeira de Rabbanan, not to eat it after Chatzos. You know, like a Gzeira, don't eat it after 10 o'clock at night because that's already too far. So they said Chatzos again. Even if you'll make a mistake, you'll eat it at 12:30, you won't have a watch. Make a mistake, you eat it at 12:30, but he's not going to make a mistake and eat it at 4:45 in the morning, after Alos HaShach. From Chatzos till 4:45 is a long distance in time. So if that's the reason for the din of Chatzos, it's only Midi Rabbanan, and that's how Rabbi Akiva holds, then the Gemara assumes that it only makes sense to make such a gzeira by the Korban Pesach. Mishmartem es mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti, make a siyav, for Alois Sese, lest the person will make a mistake and come to eat the Korban Pesach after Alois HaShach, which is an Isad Koris of Naisa. But regarding Mitzvah's Matzah, what should you make a Gzeira? We shouldn't allow you to eat the Matzah after Chatzos, lest you'll make a mistake and eat the Matzah after Alois HaShach. So what's the great tragedy? So you ate the Matzah after Alois HaShach. So what happened? So you weren't here to the Mitzvah Matzah. So you ate before Shachas. No. So he ate before Shachas. So that's the reason why. All year long they never made a gzera that you're not allowed to eat food after Chatzos lest you eat after Alos HaShach. They never made a gzera. So that's not the reason why they're worried over here on Pesach now. So what's the hashash? We shouldn't allow you to eat the matzah after chatzoich, lest you'll eat it after alos hashach, and you say a bracha levatola, shekadoshana b'mitzos v'tzivano, al achilas matzah. No. We assume, like the Bali, the Pasuk says, they claim that this is what it means in the Tosefta. Other Bali Tosefta deny it, but that's what Tosefta says. The Rimi Kurvail is in the Tosefta on Tzadik Tes on the days Dina Maschal Ad Shetechsha. It says in the Chumash Vyoklas HaBosa Balaylo Hazer. You have to eat the Korban Pesach Balaylo. Umatza Morer Iskishu LePesach. That's the Gemara Kuf Kof on the base, because it's written in the same Pasuk. So just like the Gemara says that there's a Hekish when they get to the Sofazma and the Dikeh.